们有一些新的变化，这个奉献我们讨论了一下呢，就是我们以后把这个奉献中间这个时段呢就腾出来，就不用这样说唱歌这奉献，就随时可以放在奉献箱里面啊，奉献箱里面啊，这个也是比较合乎圣经。为什么呢？你记得在新约里面，耶稣看到一个穷寡妇往那个奉献箱里面扔钱，其实就是他们有一个奉献箱在那里呢，也随时可以去按照你心里的感动去扔。所以呢，这样的话大家就说你按照你心里的感动，你自己打包好了啊，你就填好以后来放在里面就好啊。另外呢，我这个这里有张纸啊，一边是英文一边是中文，就是告诉大家怎么样来奉献啊，有三种方式。第一种呢就是信用卡，这个呢鼓励大家用信用卡，现在越来越多的人用信用卡啊。第二个用支票，第三个用现金啊。等一会呢我就放在那边啊，大家可以看，如果朋友有什么要奉献的话，让他们看这个纸就可以了。那另外呢，关于奉献的意义呢，大家弟兄姐妹有时候也可以来一起来查考圣经，对吧？就说哎，圣经里面怎么讲啊？那么如果神给我们这样的机会感动的话呢，我们也会在讲台上来讲。但是我相信在下面查经啊，下面彼此讨论的时候有一些问题呢，就是我们把圣经翻开啊，按照神给你的感动呢带领，你可以来给大家一起来分享，好吧啊。我们为这个做一个祷告，主啊，我们感谢赞美，我们相信我们的弟兄姐妹们是吧，因着你的带领都知道什么时候啊该怎么样来奉献，主啊，按照信心的大小，主啊，你来赐给我们啊这个当奉献的平安的这个感动放在我们的里面，也特别的来祝福每一个弟兄姐妹的经济，主啊，是不是按照你的应许，主啊，你上前下流的要来赐福给每一个弟兄姐妹，感谢你赞美奉主耶稣Amen。那今天呢我们继续讲祷告，最近我的感动呢就是要讲祷告。上一次我们讲的祷告讲的是什么祷告呢？就是哈纳，对吧上次讲了很多有不同形式的一个跟神的沟通，但是讲了一点呢就是说就是倾心吐意，在神面前你有什么想法呢，在神面前要来表达。那感谢主有好几个人回应我觉得非常的好他们发现跟主的关系不一样，他感觉到非常痛啊，非常痛，这是非常重要的。你倾心吐意，就是你真的把他当家人，真的把父神呢当爸爸啊，就是可以撒娇啊，可以耍赖啊。你如果最近在读这个诗篇的时候呢，诗篇好多时候是大卫呢在神面前就是呼求，表达他的一种痛苦，表达他的一种怀疑，表达他的甚至这种不满，对神说。神啊神啊，你为什么离弃我？今天早上四篇二十二篇，对不对？神啊神啊，你为什么离弃我？他这样祷告是吧？那这个二十二篇的诗篇呢叫做弥赛亚诗。为什么叫弥赛亚诗呢？就是说在后来这个祷告呢应验在耶稣的身上，耶稣也是这样祷告。当他在钉十字架的时候呢，他说什么？神啊神啊，你为什么离弃我？所以这是一种非常真实在痛苦里面的一种呼求。那所以呢我们就是内心真实的要把自己表达出来非常重要，就是说在神的面前，这是一种很近的一种表达的方式啊。那今天我们这一方面就不再多讲，以后有机会再讲。今天呢我们讲另外一种祷告的方式，就是说要不断的来祷告，不断的来祷告。那我们翻开路加福音十八章，路加福音十八章，若有圣经的话你就翻到十八章。路加福音十八章呢讲一个特别的例子，就说讲怎么样来抓住神，不要放弃你心里有什么需要的不能放弃它，不能放弃它。那我们先读一下圣经，读完以后呢我们就来这个我们一起来再分解一下。十八章，耶稣是一个比喻，是要用常常祷告不可灰心，说无城里有一个光，不惧怕神也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇常到他那里说，我有一个对头， 求你给我伸冤。他多日不走，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重事的，只因这寡妇防扰，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来常往。主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然被他们忍得多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？那这个经文呢，其实蛮容易理解，蛮容易理解，就是说要常常祷告，不可灰心。那第一句呢，已经说得非常的清楚，就是说这个总结出来，就是你要常常祷告，不可灰心。那用了一个什么样的例子呢？用了一个就是说一个坏人，这个官呢很坏，这个贪官也不好好的对人伸冤啊，就是贪赃枉法啊，就是做很多不公义的事情，可能欺压老百姓啊，欺压寡妇啊，欺压贫穷人。但是呢，他说因为这个寡妇呢，不断的来啊，不断的来到这个官的面前说什么呢？我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤，就是他有冤屈的事情，他有冤屈的事情，他也很冤，说你一定要我伸冤。那这个官呢，他多日不走。那后来呢，心里说，我虽然不惧怕神，也不尊重事，是因着寡妇防扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来常往。那很有意思，就是这个官呢，他熬不过这个寡妇来常他常扰他，常扰他，所以他最后就伸冤了。那耶稣呢，用这样一个例子，就是这个光呢熬不住，熬不住人呢拼命求他。其实神呢，在很多时候也是这样，你拼命求他，他最终还是要做。神，我们好多时候有好多神学的理论，神这样那样。Rusty 在外面不进来，请他进来了，他在外面晃悠。就说人呢，就说好多时候这个不好啊，就这样那样。那但是你去求他的时候，去是常态嘛，最后呢？他因着各种原因，他还是愿意给你做这件事情。那神就是说，何况天上的神，何况天上的神，那何况天上的神呢？就是 Rusty 威尼迪 ，Don't say outside，God need you too，God need you，OK，God is after you 。所以就是。神呢也是这样，神就是好多的神学理论是神是这样那样不那样，神是神啊，很大，神的心肠呢非常非常的弱。你相信神的心很软吗？神的心是非常弱的。
God has a very soft heart, so he is waiting for us to pray.
神的心肠非常的弱。
He has a very soft heart.
那这一点呢，从圣经的一开始到末了都在讲。
From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, he's been repeatedly saying about it.
他常常的才派先知去唤醒世人，你们只要回头，我过去的都不算，
so、
过去你们犯的罪都不算。
So many times he sent prophets into the generation, telling them, "No, only if you return."
所以你从读圣经的时候呢，就说那些先知的呼喊声，就是要他们来回头就可以了。
So, if you read about the prophets, the only voice that they said is.You just have to return to him.
真的神也在圣经里面从来没有发现他的心很硬。
So in the Bible, you will never find God's heart is hardened.
啊，圣经里面讲到，他说人的心好多时候像石头一样，那神的心是很软。
The Bible says many times, our heart, human heart, is very hard, like a stone, but His heart is soft.
神常常给人很多很多的机会，
and he gave a lot of chances, a lot of opportunity to man.
包括在上古，在挪亚的时代，他也说他后悔造了人，心里忧伤，后悔造了人。但是呢，给人机会，还是要给人要机会来悔改，所以才派挪亚。
So in Noah's age, God said he regretted he made man because he was so sad that evils on earth. But still, he wanted to give. Opportunities, give chance to man to repent.
所以让挪亚造方舟的过程呢，就是其实在宣讲一个信息，什么信息呢？就是说神在呼唤你。
So the message for Noah to build an ark is a message of repentance.
你知道挪亚的方舟造了多少年？
You know how many years it takes to make Noah's ark?
大家大概知道他造了多少年吗？他造了一百。
It takes him 100 years to build the ark.
因为那个时候人活得很长，他造一个很大的方舟，从神告诉他第一天到最后一天是一百年。
So back in the days, human has longer lifespans. So from the day that God told him to build an ark to the day until he's finished.
所以呢，在他造方舟的过程里面呢，人都会问他为什么要造方舟。
So while he was working on the ark, people come and ask him, "Oh, why are you building the ark?"
你知道那个时候的气候啊，跟现在的不一样。那个时候是不下雨的。
So back in the days, the weather was not the same as nowadays. It never rained before.
那个时候的气候呢是非常湿润，人就活得就很滋润，就是说不下雨的。挪亚以后才下雨。
So back in the days, it was moist and humid, so they don't need the rain. It's often the rain comes after the Noah's ark.
所以呢，那他造方舟的人就说：“你造方舟做什么？你造这么大的一个箱子做什么？”
So when he was building the ark, people would come and ask him, "Why are you building this?"
他可能就告诉人家说：“神告诉我呢，将来要下雨，他要后悔造了人，要人悔改，他要灭掉世上的一切，因为人罪恶极大。”
Maybe he answered them by saying, later in the days it will start to rain because God has regretted that he made man. So it will rain and he wants man to repent.
所以在这一百年里呢，他其实就是在呼唤人回转。
So for the hundred years, he was calling out people to tell them to repent.
那有人可能就嗤笑他。
Some people may despise him.
搞什么呢？
Why are you doing?
我们从来不知道什么叫下雨。
We don't know what is raining.
你造这么大一个木箱子干什么？
Why are you building this huge wooden box?
可能有的人说，干脆为他祷告，脑子出了问题。
Maybe some people will say, "Oh, we should pray for him because he is having mental problems."
但是呢，他是凭着一个信心，持续的、不断的来造这样一个方的箱子。
But he was working by faith.
但是呢，这里面我解决说，神的心思很软，他有一百年的时间让挪亚其实要宣讲这个信息，拯救的信息。
So God's heart stopped. He wanted Noah to take the 100 years to telling people to repent.
挪亚的意思，这个名字呢叫什么呢？就是神的安慰领导。
The name Noah means God's comfort will come.
就说那个时候的人呢，不得平安，不得安慰，神要把安慰要赐下来。
Because people has no comfort, and God want to bring comfort through Noah.
所以神呢，就是通过这些人的名字或者这些人呢拣选的人来宣讲，他要招人回来这样一个信息。
So God used the name of these people to proclaim that He wants people to return to Him.
包括神给他的爷爷取一个名字叫马土萨拉。
Including his Noah's grandfather and
Methuselah. 马土萨拉是什么意思呢？就是神的审判要来临的意思。
Methuselah means God's judgment will come.
那这样一个名字很特别，爷爷给你的儿子要不要取一个这样的名字？这是神的审判要来临。
It's a very special name to be given to your son. Do you want your son to be named the judgment will come?
在有些先知呢，就说因为他很顺服，神要他给儿子取什么名字，他就取一个名字。
So some prophet fully submitted to God, whatever name that God has given to their sons, he will name it.
就像那个以赛亚先知呢，神要让他给他的儿子取一个名字，很长的，念起来都很长。
So just like the prophet Isaiah, God gave a name to his son, which is it has a very.
因为当时的以色列人呢，就是非常非常罪恶极大。就是神的审判要来临，他就让以赛亚给他的儿子取一个特别的名字。
Because in the days the Israelites were against God, so God gave a name to Isaiah's son.
所以以赛亚的儿子的名字呢叫做绍萨略前速速来临。
So the name of the name of Isaiah's son means
this is the word called hurry up and repent. So indeed,
the Israel name, the Hebrew names for that name is even longer than what I said.
所以说当先知呢是要付上很大的代价。
So if you want to be a prophet, you need to pay the price.
人家觉得你头脑有问题。
Sometimes people will think you have mental problems.
你想人家来到后你的叫你的名儿子的名字的时候，嘿，少撒千略，快快来到我家里吃饭。
Just imagine that you ask the son, say, oh, the disaster will come, hurry up and repent.Please come to my house and have dinner.
但你一次叫他儿子的时候，你就想到 boy， 神在说什么话。
So every time you call out his name, you will say, "Oh, God is speaking something, saying something."
所以做先知的时候，带领使命，神就说你要，我让你就是照常回到我的旁边。
So a prophet has this calling that God wants to call people to repent and back to Him.
那亚伯拉罕有一个很特别的名字。
So Abraham has a very special.
神要让他把名字改成亚伯拉罕，原来的名字叫亚伯拉罕，他现在叫做亚伯拉罕。
So, Abraham changed his name from Abraham to Abraham.
Abraham
to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是什么意思呢？是万国之父。
So the meaning of the name is father of all nations.
别人介绍的时候就说你叫什么名字？我叫万国之父。
Imagine you introduce yourself, telling people that I'm the father of all nations.
是不是别人觉得你头脑有问题？
You think the people may think that you have problems.
所以谁要在这里做先知呢？你就要做好装备。
So whoever wants to be a prophet, be prepared.
所以别人会误解。
So people will misunderstand.
但是呢，神会按照他的应许成就。
But God will accomplish through His promise.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕就成为万国之父。
So Abraham indeed became the father of all nations.
啊，挪亚就成为安慰之子。
And Noah became the comforter.
那他的爷爷呢，在死的那一年呢，就是正好挪亚洪水来临的那一年。
So on the year that the Noah died, his grandfather died. It's the year that the rain came.
我们刚信主的时候喜欢算数学，去看看创世纪里面哪个人活了多少。多少多少，最后算马图萨拉呢？就是他死的那一年，正好就是挪亚洪水来临的那一年。
So we did the math in the Bible. So on the year that Methuselah died, is the year that the rain came, the disaster came.
所以爷爷取一个名字是生盼来临，孙子取一个名字生的安慰来临。
So the name of the grandfather is God's.Judgment will come, and then the name of the son is God, the grandson, the comforter.
那是同一件事情。
So it's talking about the same thing.
那是，所以就说神的心是非常非常的软。
So、God's heart is very soft.
那我们来到他的跟前呢，我们不要放弃，不要放弃来祈求。
So when we come to him, do not give up and continue to ask him.
那这里讲的呢，就是说，你听这不义之光所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？就是你听听这个贪官污吏坏人讲的话，他都要为人家伸冤，何况对吧？何况天上的父亲对吧
？So he says, listen to the what the unjust judge said.And will not God bring about the justice for those who cry out to Him day and night?
他说，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗
？Will not God bring about justice for His chosen one who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them?
那这里讲到这个 justice， 讲到这个伸冤，就是即使神的儿女。很多的事情，很多的人事啊，都在这个有魔鬼的试图的压制，夺取很多的东西，偷取很多的东西。
So the word the justice So a lot of the children, God's children, are held captive under the evil ones.
那有的人可能身体上面因着过去仇敌的这种破坏呢，你发现身体出了很多的毛病。
Some people may be your health issues because many oppressions from the evil ones, so you have like health issues.
那有的人呢，是因着这个仇敌，那么讲到仇敌的话，可能是通过我们思想接受了仇敌的谎言，对吧？仇敌的压制出现很多东西。
Some like through enemies. When we talk about enemies, it can be from your mental perspectives, like how you perceive things.
就是把那些谎言呢，就是仇敌的谎言，我们当成了真实的东西，放在我们的脑袋里，甚至把它行出来。
So we put the lies of the enemies.And we work it and, in our mind, and also we work it out.
我听到过不少的，就是这个婚姻是因为他们的父母呢，把他们就给拆散了。
So I heard a lot of times that marriage is broken up because of their parents.
那甚至父母就是会说，你看你这个丈夫真的不好，离了算了。
So the parents would say, oh, look at your husband, he's not good for you.
你这个想成这个也做不了，那个也做不了，算了，离了算了，天天就是离了算了。
So, your husband cannot do this and cannot do that. Maybe it's better for you to divorce, get divorced.
所以这个就是仇敌通过这种话呢，常常的要来攻击你的婚姻。
So it's a way that the enemies use this kind of words to attack you.
所以这就是仇敌的一种压制。
So this is one of the oppressions from the enemy.
那我们的孩子
so our children,
我现在呢社会上有好多的这种思想在影响他们
so there are a lot of ideologies in the society that impact them
我的儿子常常说他说哎，爸爸如果我是一个同性恋你会怎么样
my son will ask me dad what if I am gay
我说我看看你了哎呦，你怎么可能成为同性恋呢
How can you be a gay?
看你人高马大，这男人气很重。
So you're big and strong. You are very like masculine.
他常常会来试探我很多的想法。公司怎么看这个？怎么看那个？因为在学校里面有好多的不同的想法。
Many times he come and test me on my opinions on a lot of things because he gets a lot of different teachings.
那他们周围呢也有人说我是变性的，我是同性恋，
so,
就会告诉他们你要不要跟我做朋友，因为我是同性恋。
So even his among his friends, they will say, okay, I'm gay or I'm transgender, so you still be friends with me.
所以他们面临很多挑战的时候呢，就会有好多的思想会来试探他。
So when they face a lot of challenges, so a lot of this ideology will.
那有的人就信了，信了以后呢？付诸于行动的时候呢，就被仇敌压制。
So some may believe, and when they put it into actions, so enemies or questions will be upon.
那后来就好多的问题就出来了。
And many problems will create afterwards.
就是说仇敌呢压制呢，就我们要伸冤。我们父母好多人心里非常清楚，或者是我们一些人信主以后非常清楚这是不对的。他是在压制之下，对吧？我的孩子是失散了，我要为他祷告。
So this is the oppression. So we need to cry out day and night and ask for justice. So our parents will come and cry and say, "Oh, but this is not right."
那这是讲的，神终究都会审判。
So it says God will bring justice.
包括上次我们讲的哈马的这个祷告，就是他的那个对头呢，一直在刺激他、激动他。圣经里面讲的一句话呢，说是他在神的面前，我心里痛苦，这样祷告，直到如今啊，就是祷告很长时间。
Yeah, so just like the story of Hannah that we shared last week, she came to the Lord and saying, "Oh, because of my my faults, so I am crying out to God day and night till this day."
所以我们呢有很多的，其实心里有很多所求的东西。
So we have a lot of things that we ask for in our heart.
我相信我每一个人都有所求。
I believe every one of us has like a prayer with a need.
你仔细想的话，每个人都有诉求。
So just think about it. Everyone has.
那不管是这样的那样的。
This one or that one.
这些呼求的东西，我相信我们好多心里面求的东西，不是一个奢侈品。
So I believe a lot of things that we ask for is not a luxury.
让我们的经济好转，不要捉襟见肘，这不是一个奢侈的想法。
So ask for financial change in our life is not a luxury.
或者我们的孩子能走上正路，这不是一个奢侈的想法。
Or you ask for your children to be walking on the right path is not a luxury request.
或者我们的婚姻里面真的有和平、有平安。这不是一个奢侈品。
Or we ask for a peace in the marriage is not a luxury thing that you ask.
或者我们祷告让我们的孩子有一个很好的对象，成个家，这不是一个奢侈的想法。
Or you ask for your child to have a good marriage is not a luxury.
这是正确的想法。
It's a right thing.
但是好多时候呢，我们不知道怎么样来解决这些问题。
A lot of times we do not know how to solve our problems.
所以我们需要在神面前不断地来祷告。
That's why we need to continue to pray in God's
name. 这个时候我们弟兄姐妹要彼此的来鼓励，不要放弃。
So brothers and sisters, encourage each other and do not give up.
那感谢主，就是说我们这里面呢，就是好多的见证就从这里面出来。
So a lot of testimonies will come out from this.
我自己的家里面就有很多的见证。
So in my household, we have a lot of testimonies.
那我为我的家人祷告，他们都信主祷告。
So I pray for the salvation of my family.
所以就在这20年里面呢，我陆续看到我妈妈、姐姐、哥哥、嫂子都受洗。
So in the past 20 years, I see my parents, my mom, and my brothers and my sister-in-law, they all came to Christ.
那一开始我信主要去，特别是要去读神学、做牧师的时候，他们逼迫我。
Wanted to go into the ministry, they were oppressing me. They were
not
against me. But now I see all of them one by one,
they
continue to came to Christ. And in their life, they have received many blessings from the Lord.
那后来，我的哥哥的两个孩子也受洗。
And also my two sons and my brothers also are baptized.
现在我看到我姐姐的这个儿子儿媳妇要非常的认真的来追求。
Yeah, also my sister's son and her in-law, daughter-in-laws, yeah, they also seeking the Lord.
我的小妹妹生活比较苦，那前几年我回去的时候，她说她要受洗，就她受洗。
And also my younger sister, she has a tough life. And last year I went back home and she said she wanted to get baptized.
所以看到就是说这一切的，就当我们持续不断祷告的时候呢，神就会来听。
So all of this, if we continue to pray, God will come to accomplish this.
有很多这样的见证。
We have many testimonies like that.
包括我们中间也有很多人。因着持续的祷告，你发现神的应许就成就了。
And including many of us, if we continue to pray, God's promise will come.
在前天的时候，我们在一个牧者的会里面就出来一个见证，非常感动我。
The other day we were in this pastoral meetings, and one of the testimonies came and it really touched me.
我们在那个会里面呢，庆祝一个老师母91岁的生日。
We were celebrating one of the elders, pastor's wife, who is 91 years old, and celebrating her birthday.
那其中就让大家来分享一下这个师母身上的一些特质。
And we were encouraged to share about her characteristics.
来就是来尊重她。
To honor her.
那她有个特别的一个特质，就是不放弃，信心里面不放弃。
One of the very special thing about her is that she never gives up.
她大家印象最深的就是她每一次跟人交谈的时候呢，她让人感觉到那个人就是世界上唯一的人，她非常的专心跟他们来交流。
So, every time she talks to a person, that person will say, "Okay, I am the most important person in the world to her," because she's very dedicated to the person that she's talking to.
所以几十年来她都是这样。
For the past many years, she's always been like that.
跟她服侍的人走出去服侍的时候呢，发现这个师母非常特别。她八九十岁服侍的时候呢，她明天早上她一定要打扮得很好。她看看她头上戴什么，耳环戴什么，穿什么。所以好多的年轻的女孩子因着她呢，受到一个很好的一个影响。
So many times people go and minister with her, and before she goes out in the morning, she will always put on her makeup and make sure that she has good appearance and it has bring a positive impact on many young women.
啊，其中呢，她有一个儿子，这个儿子呢，双胞胎直译。就是在刚出生的时候就差点死掉，他们在一个穷国家的一个部落里面传福音，她和她丈夫。
So she has a twin sons, and she gave labor to them while she was in a very remote country, like doing ministries.
两个孩子生下来的时候早产，像老鼠一样大，两个都像老鼠一样大。
So the twins were premature babies.So when they came out, they were just like the size of a mice.
但是呢，她不放弃，她就祷告，她就来看护他们。
So she didn't give up. So she continued to pray for the children and take care of them.
前天的时候，她一个儿子还跟我们一起来庆祝她的生日。
So that day, one of her sons also came and to celebrate her 91st birthday.
另一个儿子呢，几十年就是离开主。
So the other son, for many, many years, he left Christ.
我就记得他常常会提出来，我们一起为他的这个儿子祷告。
She many times will bring forth this request to pray for her son.
这个儿子40多岁，去年的时候呢，他就全心归信主。
So the son was 40 something. So last year she returned to the Lord.
而且写了一本书。写了一本书呢，非常令人感动。
And he also wrote a book and very touching, very powerful book.
书的名字呢叫做《Dancing on the Race Edge》，就是说在刀刃上跳舞。刀刃。
So the name of the book is Dancing on the Race Edge.
Race Edge 就是刀刃啊，很锋利的刀刃上面的跳舞。那也就是说，你知道他的这个生活呢是非常的危险，常常活在危险之中。
So you know that his life has been living on a dangerous side, so he always on.
那我知道呢，他这个人呢，曾经得了很严重的癌症。
So I knew this person, he has a serious terminal cancer.
但是神借着这个人让他回头，也而且医治了他。
But through this, God bring him return to him and also bring healings to this person.
啊，其中一个原因是因着他母亲这样的祷告。
So one of the reasons is because his mom never gives up praying for him.
啊，所以就是能看到这个老师母，就是一辈子就是不放弃。
So we see this pastor's wife, for all her life she never gives up.
我还记得。他自己呢有一个呼召，就是要在以色列那边去服侍。
And she also has a calling to serve in Israel.
我记得前几年的时候，黎巴嫩和以色列的打仗，黎巴嫩那个飞弹呢，就是 missiles 就往那边架在那边打，拼命打。
So years ago, there's a war between Israel and Lebanon. So Lebanon was sending missiles shooting to Israel.
他那时候87、88岁，他说，圣感动，他要去以色列。
So she was 87 or 88 years old, but she said that God's calling her to go to Israel.
所以我们就为他祷告，才派他去以色列。
So we pray for her and commission her to go to Israel.
他也得了很严重的癌症。
And she was also having cancer back then.
但是他每次参加聚会的话，他总是。就是很和平的，但是带了一种很和平的这个感动里面的一个信心和一种和平。
So, but every time she was in the meetings, she will bring this peace in her.
后来也很奇怪， 他这个癌症呢有一个瘤在里面呢就不长，他就不长，是恶性肿瘤，但是就不长。
One of the tumors in front of her stopped growing.
他就活到今天的91岁。
So she is still alive, 91 years old.
他继续不断的在鼓励着很多的人。
And she still continue to encourage a lot.
那我觉得这是其中的一个见证。
So this is one of the testimonies.
有很多其他的见证。
But there are many more.
有的人就说没有工作，丈夫祷告找到了工作。
Some people have no jobs, but because he continued to pray and God gave him a job.
有的人真的是孩子就是走了很棒的路，因着父母的祷告就回头了。
Some maybe the children have been like walking away from the truth, but because the parents' prayers, their children have returned.
大家记得前几周来的那个 Randy Dinado。
Remember, when
he came, 就是因着家人的祷告。
Because his family has been praying for him.
所以弟兄姐妹就说，这些姐妹呢，就说不要放弃，任何的事情都不要放弃，不要最后说算了算了，或者说我就用我自己的方法搞一下就可以了。不要放弃。
So do not give up. Just continue to pray. Don't say, okay, oh, that's the way it is, or I will do it my way. But please continue to pray.
就像他们师母他们当时在逃难的时候，从柬埔寨逃到泰国，又从泰国逃到柬埔寨，有人就放弃了。
So just like my wife Susan, while she was a refugee in Cambodia, they were running away from Cambodia to Thailand and from Thailand back to Cambodia. So during those journeys, some people gave up.
因为当时他们从这个泰国回到柬埔寨的时候呢，就有好多的地雷在森林里，那只有一条道可以走，就是那条道呢是好多人已经被炸死，地雷已经踩爆，他们要踩着尸体要走。
So on their way from Thailand back to Cambodia, there is only one way you can go because there were many delays. Under the ground. So they could only step on the dead bodies in order to avoid those mines.
因为旁边还有没踩过的地雷，只有那些炸死的人那边才可以走过去。
So there were mines everywhere. So you can only.Step on the dead bodies, because they were already
being
bombed, right?
其中有一个人呢，就不耐烦，非常不耐烦。
So one of them became so stressed.
他就觉得人走得太慢了。
He said, "Oh, this is so slow because you're working on dead bodies."
所以他就说，死了就死了，就往旁边跑。
So he said, "Okay, if I die, I will die." So he started running sideways.
所有的人非常害怕，因为他就会踩下地雷。
So everyone was so scared because he can step on the mine anytime.
但是很好，就是感谢神，当时呢，他踩了一个臭雷。
But praise God, he stepped on a dead mine.
但响了一下，但是没跑走。
It made a sound, but it didn't.
你看这个人就是他，就对神，就到一定处，就是人会很 frustrated， 人会灰心，人会急躁，因为这个时候呢，你会做一些错误的决定。
So to a point, a person may get so frustrated and so disappointed, he will do something that, like he will later.
所以在错误的决定里面呢，你就会做一些非常不能挽回的事情。
So in the in this kind of situation, you will do something that you regret later.
所以这一简章呢，意思就是说，当人子再来的时候，他能在世上找到信德吗？
So it says when Jesus returns, can he still find people?
这个地方呢，英文就讲的 faith 就是有信心吗？中文翻译成信德。
So the word is faith in the original Bible.
信心就是你还能不能持守你当做的事情。
So faith means can you still hold on to what you have believed?
你做你该做的事情。
And do what you're supposed to do.
不要因着你自己的经济不好，你就做投机倒把的事情。
Do not do things that do not steal or do not.
不要因为婚姻里面常常觉得要吵架什么，你就觉得分开算了。
Do not separate from your spouse because you felt on frustration in your marriage.
当然，我们讲到有些人已经分开，但是呢，再抓住神，神还是 会来解决你的这样的问题，会来祝福你。
So I know people, some people may have already separated, but if you continue to hold on to God, God will do
miracles. 所以这就显得男人的信心，就是我们选择要做，相信神的话。
So, to have faith is to choose to believe in God's word.
那在你困难的时候，你还是一个心态去祝福别人。
So in your difficult times, you still choose to believe.
去 bless others.
Bless others.
也很多时候，当我们经济困难的时候，我们就想，我们有办法来祝福这个经济上。我们会有很多这样的声音，很多这样的想法。
So sometimes maybe you are in your financial crisis and you think that, oh, I cannot bless this brother.
但是如果你继续的来抓住神，有这样的信心的时候，你就会回来经历神迹。
But if you hold on to God's promise and do what He asks you to do, then you will experience the blessing.
有时候你是觉得我已经很累了。
Sometimes you say,
oh,
I'm so tired.
我的身体也不怎么样。
And my health issues.
我也不是一个外向的人。
And I am not an extrovert.
我也没有什么好的见证。
And I don't have any good testimonies to do.
我就攻击说，哎呀，不传福音了，是传谁信呢？
So you say, okay, I will stop telling people about the good news, and who will believe?
但是神的话说，神的能力要在人的软弱上要显得完全。
God's word is God's strength will come through your weaknesses.
所以呢，就是我们按照神的话去抓住神的话，我们继续做我们当做的事情。
So we hold on to God's word and do what we have to do.
这就是信心。
So this is faith.
那我相信我们教会的人一起还要经历，不断的来经历这样的神迹要发生在这里。
I believe our church will continue to experience this kind of blessing, miracle.
那好多的神迹呢，是因着我们持续不断的祷告。
A lot of miracles happens because we never give up in praying.
为什么要持续不断的祷告？有的人就问这个逻辑性的问题。
Why do we have to pray like day and night? Some people may ask this logical question.
说神是大能的神，他现在不就可以行一个神迹吗
？God is an almighty God. Can He just bring a miracle right now?
为什么我要拼命去祷告呢
？Why do I have to continue to pray and pray？
你如果问我的话呢，我也不能给你一个很好的答案。
If you ask me, I cannot give you a perfect answer.
但是呢，我发现如果这样做是很重要的。
But I noticed that if you do this, it's very important.
就是你就持续不断的祷告。
You just continue to pray.
你有什么需要抱怨的，你在神的面前抱怨，不要在人的面前抱怨。
If you want to complain something.Not to people.
但是神就借着这种祷告，很多时候，他会成就事情。
But God will use the prayers and He will accomplish.
其中有一些事情神在这个过程里面成就的呢，我们回头看的时候就要看过程 process.
Sometimes God will accomplish through the process.
有时候我们要的是一个结果。
Sometimes we just ask for a result.
神呢，他是借着这个过程在塑造我们的生命。
But God is using the process to mold us.
Yeah. 好多时候我们想结果立刻来。
Sometimes we want the result to come immediately.
那我在服侍的过程里面，人常常会问这样的问题：神是大能的，为什么不先在这个行
程上？ So a lot of people ask me, God is almighty, how come He's not doing things right now?
所以神，有几次神就给我一些智慧，我就问他们一些问题。
So, a few times God gave me the wisdom and I asked them this question.
有一次，一个姐妹她的丈夫要离开她。
So, one of the sisters, her husband is leaving her.
已经把那个离婚的纸递给他。
And he already gave her the divorce paper.
他就非常的后悔，他说：“其实我们俩非常的相爱。”
She was really regretted because they love each other.
但是呢，她就说我就很后悔，因为我就是看不惯我丈夫做这个做那个，成天讲他，成天讲他。
And she really regretted because she keep on complaining to her husband the same and that things.
她说其实我们非常相爱。
But indeed, she said indeed they really love each other.
那为什么神还不答应我的祷告，让他回来
？How come God haven't answered my prayer to bring him back?
但是我记得很清楚，神给我一个智慧。我说，如果你是神的话，你要不要把你的丈夫带到你这样一个人身边
？So, God gave me this lesson, and then I asked her, "If you are God, will you bring your husband back to you at your at this stage that you are in, at the condition?"
她想了一下，她说不会的。
And she thought about it, and she said, "Oh no, I will not."
她突然想明白。
And she thought it through.
因为神也是。爱她丈夫，她不会带她的丈夫来继续受苦，是不是
？Because God also loved her husband, and God will not bring her husband to the suffering, to suffering that she feels.
好多年轻的小伙子希望祷告啊，神给我一个白雪公主啊 ，Cinderella， 漂亮又能干又贤惠的太太。
So many young men will ask for a princess, a Cinderella, a Snow White, and who is beautiful and capable of doing all sorts of things.
那我就问他，我说，如果你是上帝，你要不要把一个白雪公主带到你这里，嫁给你？
And then ask them, if you are God, will you bring a Snow White to you?
那我觉得年轻人有回答这个。
So I think that as young people, you have to answer this question.
那如果是白雪公主来的话，跟你在一起，你是不是把她变成一个灰姑娘
？So if the Snow White came to you, are you going to turn her into a Cinderella?
那你要充分展现她继续成为白雪公主，是不是
？You have to keep her as a Snow White.
所以我们要问我们自己，对不对？我们要装备我们该装备的事情。
So you have to ask yourself. We have to prepare the things that we need to prepare.
那有的人想要孩子。
Some people want to have children.
我有一次被一个姐妹呢非常非常的感动，就是她对这个孩子的态度感动了我，怎么样的预备自己。
So once I was really touched by this sister because her attitude to children and how she treats children really touched my heart.
她结婚好多年还没有孩子。
She married for many years but she never had children.
他说：“我说你们为什么现在还没孩子？没有他知道他能生孩子不是？”他说：“其实呢，我是觉着这个生孩子是一个非常严肃的事情。我可以把这个孩子带到这个世界上呢，我要给他，给他一个好的家。”
And she said, "I know, how to have children is a very big responsibility. To bring the children to the earth, I need to be responsible."
所以他说我要做很多。装备我自己，装备很多东西。
So I need to equip myself and to prepare myself.
那不是说他说的都对，但是我觉得这个心态让我非常的感动。
It's not how like correct she was, but it's just the attitude that she had.
所以好多时候神没有立刻答应你的祷告，我们要感谢他。
So we have to be grateful when God does not answer your prayers right away.
但是呢，我们常常要问神啊，你要我做什么
？But we have to continue to ask God.God, what do you want me to do?
十有八九，神在预备的过程里面呢，也预备我们自己的这个生命。
So 9 out of 10 that God is preparing you for this for the end
result. 就是我们的生命呢，可以来承载神给我们的祝福。
So that our life can be a vessel to hold God's blessing.
如果我们生命过去有过破碎。如果没有改变的话，把同样的东西给你的话呢，同样会进入破碎。
If you have been broken before and you have not been mended, when God brings things to you, still the things will be laid down. So be yeah.
那有的人就喜欢娶一个电影演员、明星，对不对
？Some people may want to get married with a superstar.
那最后发现呢，不能 handle.
Yeah, and then later on they say, "Oh, I cannot handle this marriage."
人家就跑掉了。
So they ran away.
如跑掉是因为我们自己不能 handle.
It ran away because we ourselves cannot handle the situation.
如果我们不改变的话，下一次我们祷告还要什么？还要电影明星，对不对
？If we do not not change ourselves, the next time we pray, we still ask for a superstar.
那要一个建立明星也不算错。
It's not wrong to ask for.
但是建立明星有他的生活方式。
It's not wrong to ask for a superstar, but being a superstar, they have their own lifestyle.
那你看得过看不过，你要改变。
Whether you like it or not, you have to change.
如果你不改变的话，同样的结果会出现。
If you do not change, the same results will bring forth.
所以我们这个过程里面呢，就我们要来接受神给我们的这种改变，这种改变是一种成为一个好的器皿，
so,
我们能够承载神给我们的祝福。
So through the process, of God is molding us to fix us, so that we can be a vessel to hold the blessings.
所以这个时候呢，就是说我们需要忍耐。
So we need perseverance.
忍耐就是继续不断的让神来改变我们。
Perseverance means to continue to accept this change from God.
你可以在神的面前哭，可以闹，可以做什么都行，但是呢，只要你抓住神。
In God's presence, you can cry out, you can do all sorts of things as long as you hold on to His promise.
在他的同在里面，他要把你旧的生命要洗刷，把新的生命要赐给你。
So in His presence, He will wash away the old and give you the new life.
这是一件非常美的事情。所以走过的人都会感恩。
So if you have went through that, you will be thankful to this.
所以在这个忍耐等候的过程里面呢，要有个感恩。
So through the waiting period, the perseverance, you will bring thanksgivings.
也要有一个看见。
And you will also have a revelation.
也要做你当做的事情。
And do things that you're supposed to.
那其实好多时候我们觉得我们在忍耐。
A lot of times you think, oh, I'm just persevering.
那这里圣经里面讲什么呢？他说，神为他们忍耐了很长时间。yeah, verse 7 is right. 神在西奈山中越护着他，他既然纵然为他忍耐了多时，对不对
？So even in the Bible, it says God has been, you know, like,
God is patient, 就是他在忍耐。
Yeah, so God is also patient.
所以好多时候不是我们在忍耐，神在忍耐。
It's not just us that needs to have patience, but also God.
神在一直看着，我本来要祝福你，你能不能不绕圈子？
So God will say, okay, I wanted to bless you, but can you stop walking in circles?
真的，你这件事情我让你做的，你赶紧做，我现在就祝福你。
And God will say, oh, just do this thing, and then I will bless you.
这些有的人真。他说经济上有祝福，结果跟随一个很好的一个老板，找到一份工作，祷告升全经了，找一个老板。
So a person will say, okay, I need this financial blessing, and then he found a job, was a good leadership, and then start working for the company.
哇，当去是感恩祷告，还有神给到一份很好的工作。
First, you praise God for giving him a good job.
就发现后来发现这个老板怎么他会欺压你？没
有，就是 oh, okay, how come this boss is, you know, not doing right, you know, for doing?
Very harsh.
Very harsh.
做事情啊，不客气。
Yeah, so when you do things, you will be very harsh.
那这个时候，神在做什
么 ？So what is God doing now?
我们要做什么
？What should we do now?
神呢，他在忍耐。他在忍耐什么呢？就是你能不能真的在这个公司里面来学习、来忍耐、继续来忠心于你所做的工作。
So God is want us to promote us in this harsh working environments. Can you hold on to what God has promised you and do what you're supposed to do?
那有的人呢就忍耐不了。
Some people will lose patience.
忍耐不了的话呢，就离开。
But when they lost that, and they will leave the company.
下次再祷告，又找了一个很好的工作。
So next time you pray for a job, and then you get another job.
后来发现，后来这个老板呢，比前面那个好。
Oh, so the current boss is even worse than the previous boss.
其实呢，神要在经济上要祝福你呢，就得把你放在这些人的手上。
But indeed, if God wants to bless you financially, He needs to put you on the these people's hand.
哪一个就是在这个经济领域里面 做大事情的人那么猛冲的
So anyone that has great financial wealth has not been through this kind of
There's a mild person, it's like a mellow person. No. No one. 所以所有的这些要祝福你的人呢都是这样的人。
So, all of these who want to bless you are my dad.
弟兄姐妹你们听说过 Jim Patterson, 对吧是一个基督徒的企业家在加拿大的富人之一。
So everyone knows Jim Patterson, he is also a Christian and one of the richest person in Canada.
他非常的爱主。很多的企业车行
什么
你看他的照片的时候真的跟别的富人不一样他脸上充满了荣光是的他很爱主但是你到他的公司里面去呢你就知道你要受苦你知道他有一个什么规矩吗
you know what rules that he has?
他的公司里面如果开会迟到一分钟立刻发言
In his company, if you are late for meeting, even just a minute, you will be fired.
这是我听到的我相信是真实的
This is what I heard and I believe it.
所以不管你是多什么基督徒的老板还是非基督徒的老板他是老板他就要有老板的规矩是你的去送服他
So whether you have a Christian employer or a non-Christian employer, it's still the same because he is a boss. You need to submit totally to your boss.
所以呢，神就在仍然等候我们有没有这样一份顺服的心。
So God is waiting for us patiently whether we have this submission in us.
这个顺服的心呢，会祝福到你的老板。
So being submissive, will be the blessing to your employer.
你知道做老板的不容易吗
So it's hard to be an employer.
做老板他要祝福你他要祝福什么样的人
So being an employer, he want to bless you. And what kind of people does he want to bless?
他也在看。
And he is looking too.
我就举个例子吧我自己的例子我不算是老板但是是教会牧师。
So for me as an example, I am not a boss.But I am a leader of the church.
曾经有一个弟兄他我觉得他很顺服。
So I noticed one of that I think he was very submissive.
我说弟兄您为什么这么顺服我
And I asked him, how come you're so obedient to me?
他说王弟兄牧师我理解。
And he said, Pastor Bing, I understand.
因为他国内是不从前做大老板。
Because back in China, he is a big businessman.
他说你知道吗如果我下面的人都不顺服我我是很难过的我也没法做事情。
And he said, if people that are working for me do not submit to me, it's very hard for me to work.
我觉得挺有意思的我觉得这个大老板的人可能就不需要顺服我但他很顺服。
So it's very interesting, and I thought, oh, he is being a businessman, he does not need to submit to me, but he is.
所以就是去明白神的心非常重要神怎么样来看你看他
So you have to understand what God's looking at you and or him
总之一句话呢我们在这个过程里需要信心用信心来抓住神
So through all this we need to have faith to hold on to God's word
神呢终究会来解决我们的问题
So in the end God will solve our problems
不仅仅是解决我们的问题真的要祝福我们
Not just to solve the problem, but to bless us. And, yeah, bless us.
好，我们一起做个祷告。哈利路亚。主，我们谢谢你。为你的话语献上感恩。
Give thanks to all your words.
因为你在寻找有信心的人。
Because you're looking for the people who have faith.
那其中一个信心的表现方式就是那种持守忍耐。
So one of the characteristic of faith is the perseverance.
择善固执 Hold on to what is good.
Hold on to what is good.
Do what is good. 主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美。
Yes, Lord, we want to thank you.
主 主啊，是的，你的话语一切开始带着亮光。
And your light, your word brings light to us.
让每一个人对我们所求的事情永不放弃。
May everyone has do not give up on the things that we ask for.
也在我们生活里面保守我们脱离一切的凶恶。
And deliver us from all kind of evils.
在我们要妥协的时候，你保守我们脱离一切的试探。
When we want to give up, Lord, please help us to take us away from all these temptations.
主啊，让我们继续来行走你的道路。
So that we can continue to walk in our faith.
相信你的美善。
And to believe in your goodness.
相信你的恩典。
And believe your blessing, the blessing.
主啊，我们也愿意来接受你的塑造。
And wanna mold us, Lord.
主啊，愿意被你来塑造。
For you to
相信你塑造我们成为贵重的器皿。
And we believe that you want to mold us to be a precious vessel.
承载你的祝福。
So that we can hold on to your blessings.
也成为祝福别人的人。
And we can also be a blessing to others.
我谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.